Stay tuned for Afternoon Classics coming your way in 5 minutes here on WMOT. But right now at 1 minute past 12, we're going to take a few minutes to look at some state and local stories we're following for you today here in the WMOT newsroom. Good afternoon. This is Mike Osborne. Deputies with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office are scheduled to receive training tonight in Murfreesboro from an organization that believes an Islamic insurgency is underway in the United States. The Tennessee Freedom Coalition is hosting the seminar at World Outreach Church on New Salem Highway beginning at 6:30. Coalition and Director Lou Ann Zelnick are outspoken critics of the construction of a new mosque in Murfreesboro. The Strategic Engagement Group will conduct the training. According to the company's website, its purpose is to defeat efforts to, as the website puts it, subjugate the American people. SEG did not follow up on email requests for an interview and doesn't list a phone number or physical address on its webpage. SEG conducted a similar training seminar for the Columbus, Ohio Police Department in 2010. That seminar dissolved into a shouting match when an SEG trainer allegedly made unsubstantiated accusations against a state employee who is Muslim. Columbus Police Department Deputy Chief Jerry Blackwell says he was shocked in how polarizing the issue became, with some officers defending the Muslim employee and others siding with the SEG trainer.
I would only caution agencies to be mindful of the content that's going to be covered and the method in which that material is going to be delivered. The last thing you want in your community, in any community, is for training that is supposed to help agencies become better equipped to deal with people, actually inflame people and create fences and walls, when in fact this type of training should be, by its very nature, by being informative, it should be building bridges of understanding.
The new mosque, currently under construction by the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro, is located in an area patrolled by the Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies. The department is also responsible for investigating as yet unsolved 2010 cases of vandalism at the construction site. A spokesman for the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office tells WMOT News that tonight's seminar will make up more than half of the department's yearly requirement for ongoing professional training, and that SEG is approved by the state of Tennessee to conduct such training. However, a state spokesperson says that Tennessee approves private organizations like SEG to provide training if that training is conducted by a local police department. Tennessee Law Enforcement Training Director Brian Grisham declined to be interviewed for this story, but a written statement from his department notes that the state takes the local department at its word that the training it is sponsoring is credible. WMOT News learned of tonight's training session after a reporter with our news partner, MTSU student-run newspaper Sidelines, received an email from Lou Ann Zelnick encouraging Tennessee Freedom Coalition members to attend. The NAACP in Chattanooga is helping lead a statewide effort to recruit black ministers to get out the vote. Joe Rowe is vice president of the Chattanooga-Hamilton County NAACP. He told the Chattanooga Times Free Press that nearly two dozen ministers from different denominations already are involved. From now until the presidential election in November, the ministers will organize marches, host voter registration drives, and offer transportation to the polls. The NAACP effort is prompted by concerns that a new requirement for voters to show photo identification at the polls could disenfranchise thousands. Republicans sponsored Tennessee's voter ID law, saying it would combat voter fraud, but Democrats say the law will discourage voters who tend to vote for their candidates, such as the poor, minorities, and students. The sponsor of legislation that seeks to strengthen a Tennessee law prohibiting the tattooing of minors says the measure would also help fight gang activity. Devin Fletcher has that story.
Currently, a person under 18 can't get a tattoo. A 16-year-old can be tattooed to cover up an existing tattoo, but only with the consent of a parent or a guardian who must be present during the procedure. Representative Antonio Parkinson's proposal would mirror the state child abuse law, which requires signs of abuse to be reported to law enforcement or an entity like the health department. Those making the report might be a physician, a police officer, or someone in education, such as a teacher. The Memphis Democrat says he believes the proposal would also benefit law enforcement because many of the illegal parlors tattoo teenage gang members. For WMOT News, I'm Devin Fletcher.
Your Monday forecast here on WMOT. It's going to be cloudy today. We're looking for a high near 43. Could get a little ugly tonight. We're looking for snow and sleet before midnight, and then rain, snow, and sleet after midnight. Expect an overnight low of 34 degrees. Weather Service says accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. And then for tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain. We're looking for a high of 48 tomorrow. Currently here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University, we've got cloudy skies and a temperature of 37 degrees. WMOT News is a service of the College of Mass Communication Center for Innovation in Media.